know what I'm saying? Yeah, in the 20s yeah, and shit.
Yeah.
I'm a pimp and a hustler. Use a bus. Pocket full of huff. Your rapping sucks. We just made this beat.
We made this beat
for the freaks.
For the
make a sugar cheek.
Sugar.
For the week. Okay. For my thoroughbred bad bro.
Happy Earth Day.
Oh yeah, that is it?
It is Earth Day.
Today? I was thinking that was yesterday.
I thought it was today.
I think you're right.
Am I right?
I don't know.
Hey Siri. When's Earth Day?
Earth Day is today.
It's today.
Ah.
Thank you, Siri.
Appreciate you, Siri.
Speaking of Earth Day, this Would You Rather has nothing to do with Earth Day, so that was a bad segue, but oh well. Would you rather be in prison for 10 years or in a coma for 20?
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Speak on it.
So, this is just from, from right now, I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I would definitely be in a coma for 20 years, just because it'd be probably quick in my head, and then things would probably just be crazy different, in 20 years.
That's a good point. Chuck got a real good point.
I feel like it's more difficult if you have kids.
Yeah.
Or, like me, if you have a significant other. Would I rather be in prison for 10 years and live that, so I get visitation and I get to see her and whatnot?
You might get murked too.
Or be in a coma for 20 and not know what's going on.
Nah, Chuck got a really good point about the, it might go by like that.
Yeah.
But
everyone else, it's 20 years.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna have to go with Chuck on that one. I know we try to keep it, both sides, but that was a good point.
Even with that, if I was in jail for 10 years, I would be very limited to continue my life. At least with the coma, I could still work or whatever after,
right.
That's a good point, Chuck. I'm rolling with you on that one.
I'm choosing the coma as well.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want to be in prison, period.
No. Yeah, I mean.
You shouldn't want to be.
I don't want to deal with a cock meat sandwich if you ever watched. You ever watch, what's that movie?
No, don't.
Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay? No?
Nope.
No.
Y'all have to watch that movie.
You lost me on cock meat sandwich. I'm good. I'm good.
All right, whatever.
Get the hell out of here with that. That's a pause on that one, dude.
I'm going with the coma too, because this. I feel like this is more towards. I mean, I have a girlfriend, but if she knows I'm in coma for 20 years, wait, does she know? I'll scan the room.
I would assume.
This is your question, me. So
I know, but I mean, I don't make the rules. That's why I come to.
YouTube. I would assume she would know if
she would know
coma.
Does she know that I'm going to be in a coma for only 20 years?
Oh no, nobody
knows.
No one knows.
Okay, so then she might move on.
Yeah,
she might think I'll never wake up. And I wake up and she has a new dude and, whatever, whatever.
Keep it pushing.
Hey, at least at that point, if it's genuine.
Yeah, that's true. But then she might have.
I don't know.
She might have went and had kids with this new dude if she got a new dude.
I wouldn't wait on nobody for 20 years. I'm sorry.
So,
neither would I.
I got a life to live.
I wouldn't blame her either. No. I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
Like, what? You didn't wait for me 20
you really?
Years? I'm 43 now.
I was only in a coma for 20 years, and you left me? What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Not me. With that being said, welcome into the show. Welcome into Melted Chocolate.
You're
welcome
back.
Happy Earth Day.
You're.
It's, it is the 22nd of April. Still in a quarantine world, a COVID world, but it's all good. Spirits are high, I'd like to say.
I'm adjusted.
It's my birthday anniversary, or month-iversary, whatever.
Ooh. Oh, yesterday was mine.
Ah.
OVO's coming up. Hopefully, this is all over by then, but.
Nah. I think 2020 canceled for real.
Mm-hmm. Especially since Howard Finkel passed away.
Ugh.
R.I.P. Howard Finkel.
Why don't you tell the listeners who Howard Finkel is?
Howard Finkel was a announcer for the World Wrestling Federation / World Wrestling Entertainment. Who announced damn near everybody who won a title when we were growing up. So
pretty much.
He was a voice of my childhood, at least. I don't know about you two, but.
Probably your parents if you're young enough, but.
Yeah. Him and Lillian Garcia.
How old was he?
65?
I think he was in his 60s.
Definitely 60s.
We'll get a fact check on that real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Fact check.
Fact check. He was born in 1950, died in 1920. So that's what, 70?
That's at least 70. 72?
70.
Maybe? Or?
Died in 2020, not 1920.
That's 70 years old, guys.
70, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect.
He lived a good life.
He did.
RIP Fink. Too soon, though.
Can't be mad at it.
Yeah, but another blow in 2020, so. But you know, it's not a blow in 2020, Cody.
What's that?
The first melted chocolate showdown.
Oh.
Now, when the listeners hear this, they'll find out who won. And who was the winner, Chuck?
AP.
Yeah. Not you, Chuck. I won. The whole world doubted me.
What'd you win off of?
A pair of Kings Ace High.
Mm. Just one good all-in bet.
Chuck had a pair of Queens.
Yep. I went all in. And
you,
I won.
You had the right to, because you had an ace and a king. I would have went all in on an ace high.
Come on now. Next time, Chuck. So Chuck had to eat cereal with water. How was it, Chuck?
Very bland cereal, like probably the worst Corn bowl flakes I've ever had. Yep.
I mean, at first you said it was decent. And then you said it got worse as it went on.
Oh, yeah. Yo, how'd that water taste?
Yeah, when you drank it.
Yeah, was it, I mean, like,
just tasted
sweet?
Like water. I mean, like, nothing sweet about it.
There's nothing sweet in cornflakes.
It's just bland cereal.
Oh, no, that's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
Should have done something else. Should have done Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I felt like if there was like
all the marshmallows get soggy and stuff.
Yeah, just something worse would have been.
Maybe next time. Maybe we'll do a version 2 or something.
Do Fruit Loops with the marshmallows. They don't know about that. Fruit Loops with the marshmallows?
I don't like it.
Cap.
I wasn't a fan. I'm not really a fan of marshmallow type cereal.
The way that they explode in your mouth. It feels good on my teeth. Pause. It's just a good cereal. I'm sorry.
Nah, I feel you, but I only mess with like Lucky Charms.
I hate Lucky Charms because I mean I would be the one to pour in the whole bowl. And then just take out the little,
and
the
eat
healthy
only
parts.
Marshmallows.
Take out the healthy parts and just eat the straight up marshmallow.
Yep.
Yeah, that was me because I didn't like the taste of the healthy parts. So I was like,
I used to like get the whenever my mom used to get a box of like Lucky Charms, I just eat it like out of the box and I just pick out all the marshmallows sometimes.
Yo, my favorite marshmallow was the red balloon.
I didn't have.
I know they all tasted the same. They all tasted the same
aesthetically.
Yeah, but like just looking at it, I'm like, mm-hmm. The red balloon just looks great. Like,
we should do a cereal draft at some point.
It might be.
There's a clear one of one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what it is, but.
Why?
Because that's weird. That's for the cereal draft. Y'all going to steal my pick.
We'll just have to write that down.
Someday we'll do a cereal draft.
I was about to say it, too.
What? You could say yours. I'm not saying mine.
Cap.
Oh, it's Captain Crunch?
Hell no.
Oops,
oh, he said cap, so.
Hell no.
No.
All cap?
We'll have to do a cereal draft at some point. But anyways, you know who it is. It's kind of late for this. I'm AP. That's Cody. That's Chuck.
C-Web on the ones and twos.
Yep.
What's going on?
Yep. Follow the podcast at Melted Chocolate Pod on Instagram, Melted Cocoa Pod on Twitter. Find us wherever you find your podcast. Just type in Melted Chocolate and follow us on the socials. Go through the podcast because we're not going to mention our names. How you guys doing?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm doing pretty well. Just excited for this draft tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
NFL draft coming tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm good. I just so desperately need a haircut. It's bad up there. It's mad bad. Like,
if y'all saw this, he's wearing a do-rag so you can't see his hair. But
is that why you're rocking the do?
Yes.
He can't get waves. Well, he can get waves, but.
I could, but. They
wave check.
It'd be the receding ocean. It'd be low tide.
Relax.
Oh, my hair's getting rough too. So, but I just get an afro on my hairline. Does a little Great Wall of China. So,
I'm blonde, so I just can't relate.
Yeah, lead singer from Green Day. What's his name?
I didn't Human even think Torch. About that one. You're way off on that one.
No, you're Fred from the Scooby Doo movie.
No.
Well, you have to do it like
he's
that.
Fred, the grimiest character of all time.
That's another
thing. All right, Velma, you stick with me while.
No, he said, Shaggy and Scoop, you guys go check it out. I'll stay here with Velma and Daphne.
What? We'll check the log cabin. You guys check out the mansion.
Well, get out of here. Anyways, like you said, Chuck, the draft is tomorrow.
Oh, you got your Steelers shirt on?
Got to represent. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be Friday, so the draft is Thursday. Round,
yeah. Huh? No, it'll be, yeah.
Second or third round on Friday?
Yeah, unless they do more, but probably just the first round tomorrow.
They might squeeze in the first and second round just because there's nobody, like, it's
yeah.
no hype.
Yeah, it's going to be more quicker, probably.
Yeah.
So, our teams, well, at least me and C. Webb, at least me, both of us, our teams have early picks, top 10 picks, right?
Yep.
What pick does the Steelers have?
You have a top 5 pick.
The first pick they have is in the second round, 49th pick.
They would have had a mid-round pick, but they traded for Fitzpatrick.
Minka? Yeah. For Minka.
Minka. Why'd I say Fink? Whatever.
Finka.
The Giants have the fourth pick.
Fourth pick, yep.
And the Chargers have the sixth pick.
Yep.
So.
Interesting.
It's about to be a whole bunch of the pump faking.
It's about just to everyone's saying somebody. The Giants are going to trade down. I hope we don't. I want Isaiah Simmons.
No, I want Isaiah Simmons.
Y'all don't need Isaiah Simmons. Y'all got homeboy.
There's a lot of teams. We have no linebackers. And actually, no, we don't. No, we don't. He left. We got rid of him.
Oh, Thomas Davis left?
Yeah, we got rid of him.
Why'd y'all get rid of the GOAT?
The greatest linebacker of all time y'all got rid of?
Keep going, man.
I want Isaiah Simmons because the Giants, you know, we just need help. We need help.
Y'all got Ogletree, man.
We do, but he's getting up there in age.
Nah, y'all good. Y'all got Lorenzo Carter. And who's the one on the other side? Oh, Marcus Golden. He's nice, too.
I still want
him. I thought he was a safety.
No, he used to play for the Cardinals. He's an outside linebacker.
Yeah. I guess. Or I'll take a guard or a tackle.
Yeah, y'all. You know Dave Gettleman. You know, he's gonna go with the O-line. No,
who told me? Chuck said that something about us taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I had saw some like analysis. You know, that's
faking. Yeah, that's just to get people ruffled. You know,
ruffling their feathers.
Y'all gonna draft? All right, so now we're gonna trade this and move up. If man, y'all wasn't gonna draft,
I'll say this here on air. If we take a quarterback, I might switch teams.
No, you said that when you drafted Daniel Jones too.
Yeah, get out of here.
That I might switch teams.
No, yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yes, you did.
Where were we?
It doesn't matter where we were. You said you remember it.
Where were we?
I remember you saying this after the draft. I know I wasn't there when they made the pick because I don't think I was with you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering.
You might have texted us, or I think we were with Hokie.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, we weren't there. Hokie didn't. He was busy that day. That's why we couldn't watch the draft together at his place.
Oh yeah. We were on the network
because I remember I was watching the Steelers pick last year on the road, like on my phone.
Who do we pick first?
Last year?
Yeah. Oh, Tillery. Yeah, I was at home.
I think we were on the network talking about it when it happened.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones proved me wrong. So.
If they were to pick a quarterback, who would you want?
I don't want any quarterbacks. I don't think we need
one. You wanted Dwayne Haskins.
No, I did want Dwayne Haskins, actually.
I remember that.
And then when we picked Daniel, I was like... And then I said, I'm going to give him a chance.
Dwayne is going to be better than Daniel.
I mean,
than Dan.
We do have a bet between me and Cody Webb of between Dwayne Haskins and Daniel Jones.
Damn, through the government out there?
They already know.
Oh, yeah, C. Webb, my bad.
Come on now. Whoever has a better season, I have Daniel Jones. Cody has Dwayne Haskins. Whoever has a better season.
Statistically.
The loser owes the winner 8 body armors. Statistically, not records, so.
I'm going to probably put my money on AP on this one because I think they got a better offensive team.
I mean,
they could probably put more stats.
When Dwayne Haskins, his first game, he threw 3 picks.
So?
Daniel Jones' first game, he threw 3 touchdowns. Ran for 1.
But that's the rookie season.
I know. That is true.
Peyton Manning threw 26 picks. He has a record for that.
My whole thing is that I...
That is facts.
I determine if players are good based off of their second year. So,
as you should,
like Saquon and Odell, Evan Ingram
really should have got Sam Darnold.
Sterling Shepard. Why do you think Sam Darnold is not good?
Bro, running backs don't last as long as quarterbacks.
Sam Darnold's not good.
And they're not going to pay Saquon. He's going to get up out of his contract and he's going to go somewhere else because they don't want to pay him.
Honestly,
Sam Darnold's scared of ghosts.
I'd rather have him for 15 years than have Saquon for 4 and he busted up.
But we got Daniel Jones now, so.
You wanted Dwayne.
I know who I wanted, but I got the better quarterback.
Dwayne will be better.
We'll see.
I just hope Saquon, if he leaves, comes to the Steelers.
No, y'all got a homie.
Y'all got, what is his name?
Y'all got, oh boy, y'all got the dude that from Pittsburgh.
James.
Yeah, James Conner is James fragile. Conner. He is fragile and delicate. That's why we're even thinking about drafting a running back this year. We're probably gonna get J.K. Dobbins.
You think J.K. will fall that far?
I wouldn't be mad at that. J.K.
They're projecting like either Swift, Jonathan Taylor, or J.K. are going to follow the Steelers at 49.
J.K.?
All day. I'd rather between him and Jonathan Taylor, it's real close, but.
I would probably take J.K.
Yeah. I would too. He's 5'9", though. He's 5'9".
Come on, don't pass up a Buckeye.
Yeah. But I'd take him.
Unless it's Eli Apple.
I do feel like Jonathan Taylor's going to have a good career, though. He nice with it.
So I want Isaiah Simmons or tackle. Cody wants Isaiah Simmons. Chuck wants J.K. Dobbins.
Nah, that's what I think we're going to draft.
Well, who do you want?
I want Jake Fromm, Georgia quarterback.
Ew. Okay. All right.
He could fall there. I think he's good.
I want Isaiah Simmons or a tackle, but we'll probably get
Justin quarterback. Herbert. Yep.
And now that I told y'all in the chat, I was like, it's a win-win situation, because if he's good, then he's good. But if he sucks, we're gonna be right back in the top five, and we're gonna get Lawrence a field. So I'm cool with it.
And there you have it. Nice little draft talk from Melted Chocolate. Keeping things pushing. We're gonna get a leap. Pick up where we left off last episode, talking about a nice reality TV show. Last episode we talked about 90 Day Fiancé. This week we're going to talk about a show called Too Hot to Handle. It just dropped last week, I think, on Netflix. And Chuck, you've watched it.
Yeah, I finished it already.
Cody, you've watched, one episode?
Half of one episode. I couldn't get through it.
So just to freshen you up, I got the official synopsis.
All right.
On Too Hot to Handle.
All right.
All right, it says, Too Hot to Handle is a reality TV television dating game show produced by Fremantle production company Talkback. Yeah? It was created by Laura Gibson and developed by Charlie Bennett. We don't know who that is, but shout out to them. The show consists of 8 episodes, all of which were released April 17, 2020 on Netflix. The host of the series is a virtual assistant named Lana, who will give the cast the rules they must follow for the series. The premise of the show is to teach young single people to create genuine connections instead of their usual flings. If contestants engage in any sexual contact on the island, then prize money will decrease. The prize money starts at $100,000.
Then y'all would split that into 50 grand, yes?
I don't know.
They split that, I think, whoever's left on the island.
So, no sexual contact means no kissing, no fornication, no sexual touching, and no, I think, I don't know, because some of them be grabbing ass, but they don't lose money.
Did they say no foreplay?
Just nothing sexual in any way.
And no masturbation.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Why the hell would you do that?
I'm just saying. They're on that island
for a month. No sexual pleasure is what they're going for.
They're on that island for a month, and it's a bunch of single people who are used to just hooking up and having one-night stands and whatnot.
Yeah, they're used to getting exactly what they want, just getting like flings, like meaningless sex with everyone they want.
So, like, I don't want to... Are you going to watch the show?
Now that you said that, like, now that you've explained the whole thing, I might.
You might?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to tell you everything about the show, so...
Well, I don't care. Just...
Okay, so, like, kissing, for example, that's a $3,000
deduction
from the $100,000. And then someone gave someone head, I think. And
that
I think
was...
that's $6,000.
Was it?
I think
sex having, was 20 grand.
Yeah, sex is 20 grand. So it just keeps going down. So, yeah, people, they want to create genuine connections and shit, so.
I thought the show was all right when it first started, and then, like, I don't know, for me personally, it just kind of went downhill. Like,
I digged it, except for when Homeboy came from California, who looked like he's 45.
Bryce?
Yeah.
You didn't like him? I thought he was all right.
No, he's name's Bryce. He looks 45, bro. I'll have to show you.
Yeah, I mean, he does look a little older, but I don't know. Everyone else, like, when they added in, the, like, characters after that, it just was...
Yeah, and then they had characters come in that were,
kind of supposed to, like, trouble the waters, but, like, they ended up kind of just getting rid of them, like, real early.
So they were, like, trying to... But... Yeah, Bryce, what's his name, Bryce?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not the... What's the age group, like...
It was, like, it's early 20s to, like,
early to late mid-20s. Oh, okay. But Bryce is old. He looks like he's 45.
Yeah, he had dad bod on deck, like, yeah. For sure.
Then but they had a light skin from the UK come in.
That's one that Dave was talking about?
No. I don't think so. I think he was talking about Kells, which is my favorite character from the show.
Kells.
Oh.
He the accountant.
Jacket for chicks.
Oh, he was an accountant?
No, that's what they called him.
Oh, he reminded me of that one dude from Black Panther. The really big one.
Yeah.
Like the huge dude.
You got to watch it, Cody. Maybe we'll watch an episode after we're done.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that with y'all.
So
what's like an episode like? Like, well, how's it go? Well, I know the one episode, but like, what's the ones after that? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, do they go like
day by day? Like, how does the usual episode go?
Yeah, like, how's the...
They don't go day by day. It's like, they're on there for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, I think they film the whole month, but they cut a bunch of shit out. So it just jumps around.
Oh. Supposedly all the cameras are hidden, and then like they just show them doing like challenges or like workouts, yeah, or whatever, and they'll maybe do little things to like spice it up.
They have workshops, and like they get these watches like halfway through the season, and if you form a genuine connection, the watch turns green. The watch face turns green.
It's like a green light. Like
you're able to have physical connection.
So like if say like me and Shorty are like chopping it up, and then like there's like I guess something genuine that pops up or that comes about, everyone has a watch, and then if like me and her are like popping in and it's like going good, the watch will turn green, and then you can like have physical contact.
Yeah.
How would the watch know that?
They just do it for the thing. Like they probably like watch, and then like
they watch them, and then like, if they think they're making actual progress, it'll turn green and shit. So
gotcha.
Now, all that being said, do you think you'd be a good contestant on that show? It's 1 month. It's an island in Mexico. I found out. I was wondering where it was. It's in Mexico. $100,000 between. There was 8 people originally, so ended up being 12. But
y'all like sleep together and stuff.
Everyone sleeps together in like one room, like kind of just bunks.
It's one room, like a bunch of beds.
Oh,
it's not bunk beds. Yeah, they're all single. Like cots? It's like a each person has like a queen size bed maybe.
Yeah,
and it's all in one room.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Everyone shares like a bathroom area, the beds obviously.
And then everybody has their own bed.
It's like maybe 8 beds,
and then the couples
or 6.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. There'd be some people that have a bed to themselves, or there'd be people that be cuddling together every night.
Some people ended up sleeping on the floor for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could do it, man.
You can't do nothing, bro.
I might get touchy. I might. If it's over there for a month, and I got something next to me.
Now, that's the thing. Like say you smack a girl's ass, that you don't get in trouble for that.
Well, that leads to other things.
I know. That's the point. But, like, you can't kiss her. You can't, like, feel her up.
Yeah, I might. I might
get a little deduction.
I might make some moves. Yeah, I might.
A kiss is $3,000. Essentially, you're buying a kiss for $3,000.
That's a loony.
I would never.
That'd be tough for me, bro.
I feel like I could just because I'd probably be like that one girl on the show, Nicole. Literally, she did nothing in the whole show.
The Scottish one?
Yes, the Irish.
She is so stupid.
Wait, so are these couples? Like, or no, these are...
These are all random singles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like most of them are from the UK.
Yeah. One was, like, from the UK. One was, like, from British Columbia.
One's from Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
You got one from Canada. One from
California.
Florida,
I think there's one in... One was from Florida.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they're all, like, big things in it.
Yeah, they all kind of, like, talked like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it a whole month. I'm sorry.
No. What do you think the worst thing that you would do? Knowing that you have money, that money's going to come out of your...
The worst
pool.
Thing that I would do.
Would you smash and cost the whole group $20,000? Or would you be able to restrain yourself?
I could probably restrain, but that's not to say like I won't do other shit.
There's a lot of people on that show that were even like, oh, screw everyone else. Like if the the situation presents itself, I'm like doing whatever I want, like, you know.
See, that's the thing, man. People don't have no self-control.
That's why men like Kells is my favorite character.
You got self-control?
He's like the only one who got self-control.
Oh yeah, he was pretty in control like during that whole show.
And then there's another part where you can get granted a private suite.
Oh, with
someone else, but you're not allowed to have sexual contact. It's a nice private suite. It's a suite that when you walk in, you're like, damn. Oh yeah, we I'm busting cheek. But you can't.
I don't know, man. I give myself like a 40-60 chance. 40-60.
And I'm not gonna let you know how the end was, but it's prize money, so.
Okay. Yeah. I'll watch one with y'all afterwards.
I feel like they could have like had the ending a little better, or at least like maybe had a bigger.
I thought it was cheese. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cheese, but I like the show a lot.
If you're into like another type of show, it's on Netflix as well. The Circle.
Yeah, you told me. I'll check it out for sure.
The Circle is a social media game, and like so, what it is like, say like they start with like 8 characters, and they all have to like. They all live in like an apartment in the same building. It's like all kind of like decked out. They got like kind of like tablets, and like their TV is like a part of their social media or whatever, blah, 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 blah. They use the Circle. That's the social media. And that's what they use to like make a page and stuff. And the point of the game is to become like the most popular among the other like contestants, but you don't actually meet them. It's all through like social media. So like there could be characters that are catfishing, or there could be like characters that are actually themselves. Mm-hmm. And like there's like other like characters on the show that are like, oh, like I think like this person's fake, blah, 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 or they'll even start shit. Like it's kind of crazy. Like they have like personal chats, like whole group chats where they could talk to people and stuff. Like it's kind of unique in its way, like a modern day like game show.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Circle.
Circle?
Yeah. Okay. I think
I'll
it's kind of
it
cool.
I'll check it out. On Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Think there's like 10 episodes.
It's on Netflix for everyone who wants to go check it out. Now, in case you're wondering, we had Knowledge is Power last week. Where's Jesse at? Jesse had some work things to take care of, so no Knowledge is Power this week.
Sadly.
But we will get back to it next week, so don't even worry. Shout out, Jesse.
We miss you, bud.
All right. Keeping it pushing. We're getting kind of old. We're getting up there. Well, to me, I am. I'm 23, so.
Yeah.
How old are you, Chuck? 23?
Deuce. The kid.
22, okay.
Feeling 22.
Cody's Kobe year, so.
R.I.P.
You know, all the old heads, they say, back in my day. So, my question to y'all and everyone else out there is, when do we start saying back in my day? For everyone who is 22 to 24, specifically, when do we start saying back in the day?
I say probably like 28, 29.
I'd be saying it now sometimes. Like,
well, yeah, that's because you heard it before.
I'll be talking to my sister.
Back in my day.
And then my little sister, Miracle, and I'll be like, listen, back in my day, we didn't have this. And I catch myself and I'm like, damn.
I do that with my little sister sometimes.
I'm getting up there, huh?
I feel like it just depends on like I feel like it doesn't really matter how old you are. It just depends on what you're talking about.
Like, what's a situation where you
like,
would say that?
Have you ever heard of, like, people being like, back in my day, but it was maybe, like, a year or two ago? Like, talking about something? If it's, like, maybe something, like, literally, like, back in the day, like, in your childhood, mm-hmm. or even, like, say, high school, I feel like it'd be acceptable to say something like that, but.
So, I'm old like that, huh, Chuck?
I guess.
Talk about high school. High school was 6 years ago, G. So, I guess I could say back in my day about that.
I mean, feel like it has to be, like, 15 years ago.
At least 15.
A 15-year-old memory?
Yeah.
I can accept it.
So I can't say that yet. I feel old, damn it.
Yeah, it feels like
I feel hella old.
Yeah, I feel more like I've been out of high school longer than I've been in it.
My body feels old. My body feels about 46.
46. If you're 46, I'm 47.
Good. Man, God, Lord.
Yeah, 15 years. Like childhood. Because you had to think, iPhone came out 10 years ago, 2009?
Jeez. I think so, yeah.
2008?
Yeah.
So, exactly like 10 or 11 years ago, mm-hmm. we didn't have iPhones. Or I had iPod, you know, iPod Shuffle, iPod Nano and all that.
I still got my iPod in the room.
I still got mine.
I still remember like people rocking like old iPhone 3GSs, like those curved ones. Those things were like curved indestructible. They were like
the very first one.
Instead of them being like a brick,
I know what you're talking about. I had back. The curve. Yeah, okay. I was about to say, what y'all talking about? Like a banana type shit?
Yeah. So,
like, back in my day, we played at the fire hydrant, boy.
Yeah, you know, got the bikes and met up at the spot.
We ain't had no Wi-Fi back in my day.
Back in my day.
See, dude. I feel like we can say that now. Because back in there was like, Wi-Fi when we were kids. Then, not really.
You just didn't know it.
We didn't really use it. My house didn't have Wi-Fi.
You didn't need to use it.
So
yeah, you really didn't.
There's nothing for us to use it for.
CartoonNetwork.com?
So to me.
Huh?
CartoonNetwork.com?
Well, I mean, yeah. That was like.
But you didn't have a phone. Up. You didn't have a phone to use Wi-Fi. Yeah. You didn't have a PlayStation because the PlayStation was just straight up local. Yeah. So.
Yeah, whatever game you had, that's what you could play.
And then my mom had the Nokia phone. I don't think I use Wi-Fi.
My mom had the Razer. And so, I was on that shit. I was like, yo, let me see that Razer.
My dad got the Razer. I'll be playing the little game.
Who's on your top five?
Huh? I'll be using I'll be using the game that had the little, it was like, what's that game called?
Pinball?
No. It's with a ship and you shoot the aliens.
Oh, Space Invader?
Yeah, Space Invader. I'd be playing that on my dad's. But like, I didn't have that type of shit. Like, I had my GameCube, and that's it, and 1 hour on the computer.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't always, like, how we're forced to stay inside now, I'm like, so, like, I can't do that, because I have to be, like, outside. Like, I could be by myself, but I have to be outside, because I was always outside when I was younger. And, like, so I didn't really stay inside, play video games, like, all day, because, you know, 1 o'clock come around during the summer, I hear a knock on the door, I'd be like, yo, it's Cody here. I'd be like, yo, we out. Out to them street lights come on.
On the bike, sliding. I didn't get to play video games like that. My mom didn't want me to have video games. And my aunt bought me my GameCube. My mom was pissed. And I was only allowed to play it at my aunt's house. So shout out to my aunt for getting me in the gaming world.
Yeah, 15 years.
That's fair enough.
That's what we can say.
Yes. That's fair enough. I agree.
Now, we talking 15 years in the past. Let's talk about 15 years in the future, right?
Right.
We got coronavirus going on right now. 15 years, let's say, you have kids in 15 years. You got little C-Webs, little Lebosco's running around. What are you going to tell the next generation, your kids, about the coronavirus? Like, how are we going to make it seem?
I'm going to gas the shit out of it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to gas that shit out of proportion. I'm
like, yo. Young man, you don't know.
I lived through an epidemic.
Yo, my man. Hold on. We lived through
a lot.
We lived through 9/11. Mm-hmm. Y2K for some of us.
Mm-hmm.
2012, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
People fucking were tweaking.
Just showing
Ebola.
Ebola. Swine flu.
And, what else?
The fall of an economy.
World War III.
Technically. I mean, yeah. The fall of the economy.
So, you know, we're going to have to gas it up.
I'm going to tell my kid, listen, boy, they had zombies around this piece.
Boy, we just hold up in that house with the guns, boy.
We had to board up the windows, boy.
Had to watch out for looters, man.
He said, Dad, did you kill anybody? Don't ask me that, boy.
Might have had to pop somebody real quick.
Don't ask me that, boy. Go play with your games.
I'll tell my kids that we were like very close to being extinct until Osmosis Jones saved our lives.
Then they're going to look up Osmosis Jones.
Hey, that's a classic movie.
It's a great movie. And they're going to see it's a movie and be like, Dad, you're a fraud.
What you mean?
I'm going to gas that shit. Yeah, you got way to. Out of proportion.
Got to.
I'm going to tell them like I caught the virus, but I was too strong and I fought it.
Oh, man.
And it didn't do nothing.
No, but these are really unprecedented times. I'm sure everybody's heard that so far, but like, people, this is the first time in like forever that like anything like this has happened. So
I've never seen anything like this.
Me neither.
In my 23 years of living, never.
Hey, I mean, it's cool to say you're a part of history right now.
Yeah,
this is definitely gonna be in the books.
It's gonna be in the textbooks, sure. Or the tablets, when the kid's growing
the
up.
The great 2020 pandemic of
COVID-19.
Coronavirus.
It's crazy, bro.
But the scary part is, it's just like, this ain't the last time we're going to get through something like this. Like, what's the next big thing?
Right, something
we
else
might not even might be alive come. By the time like the next thing like this happens.
Though, yeah, you know? I mean, I don't want to think that way, but it's bound to something's bound to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy out here.
Something's bound to happen. Like we got
we gotta gas it up for him real quick. Say, young man, boy, those were crazy times. Say, yo, you weren't there when you had to make your own mask.
I had to use your mother's thong as a mask.
Yo.
I couldn't breathe, but it was worth it. I didn't catch the coronavirus.
Yo, had the Purell on hand.
On the side holster, son.
On the hip.
Did you guys see this video going around? It was like someone catching, it was like the new age football. And it was like this guy, he had a, I think he had like a disinfectant glove on or something. And then he had spray. And as he's like catching the ball, he sprays it and then catches it one hand underneath his leg.
I have not seen that.
It's kind of cool.
I have not seen that. I wonder how many takes that took. A lot.
Oh, definitely.
I'll tell you that much.
How much money it got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. Let you out the rock.
A lot?
Man, I might spit a quick 4-bar Friday on y'all real quick.
Do it. Go ahead. Hold on.
I'm playing. Keep going.
I was about to drop the beat.
Man. Carry on.
I was about to drop the beat.
Carry on. Streets ain't ready for it.
We only half an hour into this thing, boy.
I thought Cody was really feeling himself.
You can do it.
Nah.
We got the time.
Hey, carry on.
We'll save it for another segment.
Carry on.
We got the time.
What's on the docket, man? What's next?
What's on the docket? I mean, we can get into the pyramid schemes.
the blessing loom?
We can get into all that. The blessing
looms. Bro, y'all need to give me $100. You could potentially make $800. All right?
How does that work, sir?
Bro, just send the 100, all right?
just link your PayPal, bro.
Just send the 100.
Trust me, the $800 will get linked to your account in about 2 days.
Yeah, man.
Just trust me.
The blessing loom. Y'all do tell me
about the blessing loom, Cody. I looked it up a little bit, but, you know, I want to hear the explanation from you.
Yeah, all I got was, like, news reports about it. All
right, so basically, somebody says, yo, we're going to make some bread. So they get three or four of their homies and just be like, yo, we're going to promote this little thing. And this is freestyling, by the way, off the dome. So, like, I don't know the whole thing.
Don't quote them.
Yeah. But you get your homies to promote that you give me $100 to make $800. And then the ones at the bottom, at the outside of the loop, they're supposedly the ones that get scammed the most.
Yeah.
Because they're paying $100 to your four homies, and your four homies going to give you $800 because there's eight parts of that outer circle. So then once you get your 800, now one of your homies moves up, makes their own, and then he gets four of his homies. So basically the people at the outer circle get fucked.
Right.
Because, you could recruit eight people to pay you $100, but there's only a certain amount of times to where you actually run out of people on Earth to actually support the whole shit. So somebody's going to get scammed out of $100. And that's the whole issue about it. It usually comes up in, like, bad times like this when, you know, money's a little bit harder to come by if people have been laid off. So
everyone's desperate and shit. So
yeah.
I've been messaged before about, like, hey, love, would you like to make potentially $1,000?
Bro, what's crazy is I haven't gotten any of that shit.
I just didn't answer because I already knew what was up. All you need to do is send $100 send me your Cash App and send $100, and in a week I'll send you $1,000.
It's just really bad business. Like, one, it's a scam, and two, if you feel like you gotta fuck somebody over to get what you want, it can be a scenario where, you know, you don't have to fuck nobody over and then y'all both be happy.
That's grimy.
Yeah.
So what grimy do y'all shit. Feel about pyramid schemes?
They're grimy.
Yeah, they're grimy.
Yeah.
What was it? I actually have a little story about a pyramid scheme.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do tell.
Talk about shit.
Me and my pops, we went out to Orlando like a while ago about going to this seminar, and I have like air quotes about that.
Oh Lord.
About flipping houses. So me and my dad pull up, and my other buddy Ben, we pull up. That like we go in there, it's like in this big like hotel room, like and they're like showing this like video presentation, and really just trying to hit the nail in about oh yeah, if you join us, like blah 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 blah, you can make money flipping houses, and they show like all these guys or whatever, blah 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 blah. Then like when it comes time to like actually sell it, they're like, yeah, join us today, guys. Join our plan, and the all you have to do is just sign up in the back. It's only $10,000 to like join us.
What?
Yeah, we're like, what? They're like, but because you were here today, we'll only give it to you for $4,500. We're like, no way anyone's gonna go with this, by the way.
It's only $10,000 only?
Yeah.
That's the word that got
but
me.
But like you can make payments. I was only like, oh, 10 yeah, grand sure, dude.
To join.
What's the company called?
Yeah.
I don't mean, you think I could just throw them out there? I don't know.
We don't care.
It's a scam.
I don't know. Right? The company that was doing it was like Nick Vertucci or something. That was like, I guess, the guy's name that was running it. It was like his name.
Come on, like, Nick.
Flipping company.
Vertucci.
Come on, Nick. If you hear this, come on, bro. 10 grand.
The funniest thing about it, though, was like the guy that was like selling his spiel, like it wasn't even him. It was just some random dude. Buddy was like doing all the things, blah blah blah, answering questions even after like he let people go in the back to sign up. As soon as like he was done completely with his spiel, I'd never seen this man pack up his stuff as fast as I ever did.
He said, "Oh, we on
like,
the bus."
So like for real, like he's like, "Oh yeah, after you guys are all done, we have like snacks and food in the back, like in the lobby. Like feel free to grab some. Like we have soda, blah 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 blah." As soon as he's all done, he's like. Just packing all the stuff. He's like folding his laptop, shoving his thing.
Me
and my dad, like I noticed him kind of packing up fast. I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. So I'm already in the back. I was like, fuck that. Like on the sign up sheet, me and my dad and my boy Ben are like in the snacks, like just grabbing something about to leave. Buddy's walking out. That was packing up the stuff. He's like, oh, hey, how you doing, guys? I swear to God, like for this guy that says he has money, he grabbed like 6 Mountain Dews. Out of the thing. I'm like, oh, you're really thirsty. He's like, yeah.
Hey, bro, I looked him up on the Better Business Bureau. Boy got 17 customer complaints.
Jeez. Read them.
Hold on. That's wild.
This is Nick, right?
Yeah. Mr. Vertucci.
What was funny, another funny thing about that was like, even after we left and we were like, just complaining about that, we're like, why that guy like, just seemed like he was in a hurry to get out of here. He skirted out in his, like, Escalade or whatever.
He's like, I'm on the bus with it, yo.
And, like, he had left cards, like, I guess, for this guy's Nick Vertucci's, like, business. Mm-hmm. But we called it. And then, like, we had, like, left a message, like, just complaining and stuff. And then that guy actually got back to us, like, hey, this is Nick Vertucci. And, like, my buddy Ben was, like, pretending to be, like, an FBI agent or something. And he was like, oh, he was like, yeah, we have a claim saying that you are scamming people. What is this about? Blah, 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 blah. And we actually got him on the phone and like fucked with him some more. He ended up cursing out my boy over the phone, like just for no reason.
You'll never get me coppers.
He's like, what the hell's wrong with you? You think you could impersonate me? Like he's calling all the way from California too, which is even funnier.
What a guy. What are the customer complaints looking like?
They're mad long, but they all say, I want my money back. And this dude's a slick scam.
He said, once this e-transfer goes through, I'm out of there.
You ain't seeing none of that money.
And the worst thing about like these pyramid schemes is like you might not know the person that you're fucking over, but like why would you? That's just bad karma in general. Like if you feel like you gotta fuck somebody over to get some money, man, like it's not respected to me.
Have y'all ever been in a pyramid scheme?
No.
Was AT&T a pyramid scheme?
No, that's a legit like
it's a multi-million-dollar corporation.
No, like we work for like a third party selling AT&T.
No, the business model is you must get a exchange of goods and services for your money. With the pyramid schemes, like it's more like you're paying money to give you money, but you're not really getting a product or a service.
There's some that like do the same thing. Like it's just like all smoke and mirrors trick.
Yeah,
like they'll say that we'll teach you to do this. but you do you get there's nothing
like,
out of it.
There's like they ride on the fence of like illegality because mm-hmm. it's like the whole thing with the was it the FBI or whatever to make sure like it's not a pyramid scheme is like if there's more money coming in than going out, then it's a pyramid scheme. But like if there's more money going out than coming in or something to that effect, then it's legit.
It's valid.
But they ride so close to that line to where it's not illegal. Mm-hmm. But
it's crazy, bro. And you got like the shit that like you see people post or like follow me. Like that someone used to do it back in the day. And like, yo, this is legit money. I can show you my bank statements. I'm making $4,000. Oh, you talking about the MCA? Yeah.
Yeah, the MCA.
I'm making thousands of dollars a week. I can show you my bank account.
Now I'm cool, bro.
I feel like that was a hella pyramid scheme.
I feel like I see a bunch of them on like Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, because they post and like, if you want to know how I made this, just comment me. And then everyone be like, me.
Then they DM you with me. Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They send you a link that gives your laptop all the cookies.
I'm cool. How do you think I got cool, this bro. Big car? I'm cool, bro. I wasn't flipping burgers at McDonald's.
Fact. They got the videos, too.
I'm cool, bro.
They got the videos. They have all this fancy shit.
Like, yeah, like they have a homeboy like in the car like talking about what he did, and he gets out. Or there's even like a guy on the beach like, man, I'm really enjoying my fifth vacation of the year. Like, it's really good to be a part of this company. You should join, too. Like,
and then they say, they're like, you want to know how I got this? Just wait till the end of the video. Come with me. I'll show you some more stuff. And they never get to it.
Or click the link in my description. You know, I'll tell you how I did it.
He said, and trust me, guys, this is completely legit. That's when I'm just
like, if you got to say
I'll
that,
show you my on. Bank statements. I'm making, like, so much money. Like, look come at this. Dog. $3,000 a week.
Nope. Nope. Get away from me, dog.
I wonder how much those guys are getting paid just to, like, sell the pyramid scheme.
Big money.
I would assume so.
They get paid big money just to show it off, so then mm-hmm. they suck in more people. Pause. But then they... That's, like, the whole, like...
That's how the wheel...
Bait and switch.
Yeah, it's like the snowball effect at that point.
Pyramid scheming.
It's all right, though.
It's just...
It's cool.
It's not honest work, I'll tell you that much. Where we at? Where we at with this? You have, what's our time looking like?
We got like 45.
45?
Yeah.
Shit, we done covered all the top. We done breezed through this thing.
What?
We done breezed through it.
All right, then.
I'm not out of breath.
I mean, I'm not out of breath, but I feel like, you know, it's just boom, 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 boom. We got right through that thing. Y'all got anything to add? You want to drop a couple bars?
Nah, streets ain't ready for it.
You want to drop a couple bars?
I'm white.
What that mean? Eminem white?
Oh, Eminem was white.
He's about, a once in a generation.
What about your boy
talent?
Logic?
What about Logic?
We're not going to talk about him.
What about Vanilla
What about
Ice?
Your boy Logic, huh?
We're not going to talk about him. He's kind of irrelevant.
Why is Logic irrelevant?
I don't think he's that good of a rapper anymore.
What?
Whoa! Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold
up.
Hold
up.
Hold
up.
Hold up.
Oh, now you're going to say, now you're going to boast him up?
This man
Chuck was going around lobbying.
What did you say?
I don't really like him as much anymore.
Whoa! This is a hot take from Charles P, who was an avid...
This man was like, yo, y'all heard that new... what's his name? Mike Sinatra? What's the album called? Young Sinatra?
Bobby Tarantino.
My dish.
Or is Young Sinatra.
True, yeah. Dedicated.
Boy, what's going around?
I try, but... He's not as good as he used to be.
He's not as good as he used to be. What?
This wild, B. So what? At what point did you? Were you like?
Yeah, we need to talk about this.
Yeah. At one point were you like, yeah, this dude's trash?
Probably when he made that Everybody album. I just wasn't feeling it no more. Like he's just. Like,
I haven't heard it.
What do y'all constitute as a good album? This is all subjective, but I've never, when people say like, oh, this album was good, I'm like, what makes it good? And then people be like, what?
Oh, you got to listen to it to figure it out.
Okay, but I'm asking you, like, what did you hear that was like?
What makes a good album for you,
Tom? What makes a good album? Or like, what makes you think that album was trash?
I would think like, at least like if it, there's got to be a few songs in it that that are just catchy. And then maybe even like a few songs that like, are just good lyrically that at least, that's what I look for in songs. Even if like the song off the bat is like, just you can't flow with it or anything. Like I feel like I just I just do not fuck with it at all.
So when you say flow, like his actual flow or like the song flowing?
Like this, yeah, the song flowing. Like if it just seems like it's just like a lot of beats and like gibberish thrown together, it just does not seem something I'd want to listen to.
I'm trying to think of all the albums that flowed like from song to song that were really good.
Mercy?
I didn't listen to that one.
Didn't listen to that one.
What? But are you talking about Logic's music or just music in general? Just
music in general.
Yeah.
Nothing never was heard the same.
Nothing was...
that flowed. Well,
yeah, nothing was the same.
There's a couple songs that like flowed directly. Oh, Bryson Tiller's second album flowed pretty well.
I'm about to look at my album music, see what I got.
Yeah. So you talking about that kind of flow or like the rapper's actual flow? Or like...
kind of both. Like it's like... it like just
the content
medium
of the songs flowing together? Or...
yeah, it's like more of like just like how like it just sounds. Like if it just sounds like it's not like... going well, or just doesn't seem like it's like just that good at all. Like I'm just not into it.
You talking about True to Self?
Yeah.
All right. What makes a good album?
Yeah.
Was that the question?
Yeah. Is it like substance, or is it like the music part, or?
Because like, I mean, like, that's tough because there's so many different.
There's a lot of good albums, but they're like, shit, like, but they're good in their own like different way. You know,
it's a good album for me.
Damn. This is all subjective, but
yeah, for sure.
But I just don't understand how be like somebody be like, "Oh, that album was trash," and then something just like, "What makes it trash?"
Another man's trash is another man's treasure.
Well, yeah, but it could be something like that too. It gets to like a consensus of like, "Oh, yeah, this whole like Bryson Tiller's second album." The consensus to his whole album was like, "Yo, this shit is trash."
Yeah,
but I liked it.
Like I'll say, like DaBaby. I'm not, I like his music, but I don't like his music.
That's like kind of like another thing. Like,
you like the beat.
Yeah, the beats are like, tough, but like, I feel like the flow is the same on every song.
Like, DaBaby's like style, like in Surge, like that's like, I like that. Like, that's okay, but Surge? Like, if you're doing it every song, it's just too
much.
You
say Surge?
Or what is it called?
Shug.
Shug?
Shug?
Oh, my bad. You know who Shug Knight is?
Oh, okay, that's what it's from? Shug Knight?
Do you know who that is?
Eh.
Oof. Oof. Okay. That's history lesson after the pod.
Yeah. But like.
But DaBaby.
And I feel like he uses that because well, he.
Okay. I hate when people be like, yo, keep the same flow for everything. But then like people be like, oh, you keep the same flow. So you need to switch it up. So I'm like, what do you want? Because DaBaby, he has boxed himself into this corner.
He typecasted himself.
Yes. Of just Shug and then. Everything else, because it all sounds the same.
It all sounds, and then I feel like he's kind of like trolling now, because he said he was gonna switch the flow up.
But he switched the flow up, and now people hate it. So I'm like, what do you want?
To me, it all sounds the same.
No, he had a couple songs that were just like completely different than, mm-hmm. than Shug,
and then he sung on one of them.
Yeah,
and then he said fuck that and went back to what he was doing.
I like the singing part because you know you trying something else.
To me, he sounded just like Future.
What?
Well,
did you hear it?
Which song?
Ah, oh, what song is
this? This off of Blame It On Baby?
New album.
Blame It On Baby?
Is that the new album?
Yeah, where he's got the quarantine mask on?
Yeah. I think it's the second song.
Like, I've listened to that album one time like through, but like I don't really know them by heart right now. But
then you got artists that don't miss.
Who would you say doesn't miss?
I'll say Drake doesn't miss.
Well, yeah, that's Drake.
Same thing.
But I mean, Drake, like that.
Drake is
the
he's a demigod. He's a demigod, yeah. Up there. So whatever he does whatever.
Except for 2C Slide, that one kind of. Maybe when the craze is over, it'll come back up for me. But.
Well, you're not feeling 2C Slide anymore.
Nah,
I never felt it.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's just too simple.
But like,
maybe come over your
seat. Like Party Next Door. His shit was good. Like. Cause you know you know like a party song like that, mm-hmm. just something about it like that's what you like. And then when he switches it up, they're like, "Oh, why are mm-hmm. you doing this?" But then they'd be like, "Yo, you need to expand yourself." So I'm like, "What do you want him to do?"
Like, who's an artist that never switched up? Wale.
Facts.
Yeah.
Doesn't miss.
I hate that people hate him for no reason.
I don't know why he would hate Wale. Doesn't miss. Who else? Primo Rice.
Well, I don't think he's not well known.
He's not well known, but he doesn't miss.
He'll be
doesn't
up there.
Miss at all. So if y'all don't know Primo Rice, Look him up. Who else? Dizzy Wright. Don't miss.
What? What?
What?
You said Dizzy Wright?
Dizzy Wright.
You like him?
I've listened to Dizzy Wright since the day he got signed.
Okay.
Yes. Last night was a zoovie.
Since the day he got signed. Since the day he won the Don't Fuck Up Our Beats challenge.
What you know about that that Floyd Mayweather?
I haven't listened to all his songs, obviously, but I have listened to Floyd Mayweather. All
right.
I don't like his stuff with Logic, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
So.
Your man.
It wasn't something I listened to even when I was a Logic
fan. Larry June, another one y'all don't know.
Hey, him and Primo.
Don't miss.
Him and Primo are like Kyrie and LeBron go for 40.
Come on now.
In the finals.
I'm going to say Travis Scott doesn't miss.
For me, he does. I'm not on the Travis Scott hype train.
I liked, what was it? Astroworld was really good. And then there was the other album.
His older stuff I liked.
Like, I went back to some of his older stuff. And I even bought one of his albums like a long time ago. Which one was it?
The only thing I like about Travis Scott is the Birds in the Trap, See Me Night. And there's only two of those songs. Mm-hmm. They're the main ones, though. But that's
Calling for Maria.
That was the album.
I know, but I'm talking about there's only two songs that I like fuck with on there. Really? Oh, and that one song with Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne.
That one's cool, too.
That one that you showed me, Chuck, when we were on the Chili's with Jesse that one time?
You know what it is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
This is getting long-winded.
I don't think Travis Scott was on that. That was
He was.
He was.
I thought it was just Post Malone and...
He was on it?
No, he was on
Ozzy.
He was on it.
We'll listen to it, but anyways, let's get into the melting pot.
Oh, yeah, we getting long-winded.
Hold on, let me make sure it's right.
Dragging this shit out.
Hold on. Let me make sure it's right. Where is it? Time! All right, melting pot time. Charles P., melting pot, who you got?
I got, I'm going to show some love to my Kel-Tec fam, all my coworkers I used to work with there. Colin, Mary, Flo, Dan, all y'all boys. Love y'all.
What's Kel-Tec for the people?
Kel-Tec is a gun manufacturer I used to work at. And I just recently heard that they all listen to the pod. So love y'all
for
that.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Kel-Tec if y'all listen to the pod, man. Shout out to y'all. Sponsor us.
Hopefully.
Cody, who you got, bro?
I got my little sister, Katrina. She listens to the pod as well. She even gave us a little shout out.
Oh, word.
Appreciate it, Bina. Hope you're doing all right.
Thank you, Katrina. For me, it's real easy. For me, mine is the New York Giants. Please do the right thing tomorrow.
Said, you know, I saw three drives. I saw a franchise quarterback.
Have you seen any of the heat he's been getting lately?
Daniel Jones?
No, Dave Gettleman, y'all GM.
When does he not get heat?
So I guess he was getting heat because the Niners posted their draft setup. They have like 8 TVs, like a few laptops, and like 3 landlines, like just ready for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Gettleman posted something. It was literally his desk behind a couch and one laptop and a bunch of paperwork. It was like everyone.
I mean, that's all you really need.
Well, I mean, everyone.
That's all you really need. I'm just saying, where the beef is.
Everyone's just roasting him because like he has no backup plan. I mean, as from what he's seen like so far, unless he's done something soon. But
Dave is a trip.
Everyone giving him heat, saying he's just not prepared and like he's y'all's GM.
I'm talking
like,
about Gettleman.
He's okay. Trip. Yeah, I don't.
Mr. Gettleman is a trip.
He's ridiculous. But anyways, Giants, do the right thing tomorrow, please. Get Isaiah Simmons if you can. Please.
I don't want Isaiah Simmons.
Yes, we do. We do. All right, Cody, get the song ready, dog.
It's ready. I've been playing it all day. All
right, it's been fun. Thanks for listening to another episode of Melted Chocolate. That came in hot.
Yeah, man.
Booming. Jeez. Thanks for listening to another episode of Melted Chocolate. For Chuck, Cody, for Jesse, I'm AP. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next week, all right?
Deuces.
This is nice.
Oh yeah.
After the first verse.